of members and friends of the Master's Vessel Ministry. This is a revelation shown to Dr. Felix Obiora on the night of August 13, 2017. Please sit back and listen.
On the night of 13th August 2017, I had what seemed to be a clear vision. In the vision, I saw a vast area of water as far as my eyes could see. It was completely flat. The water was not turbulent. And I said, "What is this?" And somebody said, "This is Alaska." When I looked, I saw Christians, including myself, walking on top of this water. I saw one of my friends, a Christian from another church. He was just riding and coasting and enjoying himself. Some people lay on top of the water, unafraid. They were just resting and enjoying themselves. Even my wife, who is usually very afraid of water, seemed to be enjoying it all. And then on another scene, that body of water seemed to be at the base of an extremely high mountain. I couldn't see the peak from the ground. I couldn't see one end to the other. But what I saw was that at the base of this mountain, we are channels, what seemed like a lift that will take you up the mountain. Very many channels, and Christians were standing behind each other to climb this mountain. And it seemed something was controlling it as go. And the mountain was actually moving. And you just stand one place. You didn't have to climb any step to get to the peak of the mountain. People didn't seem to be anxious, hungry, or anything like that. They were just relaxed, standing in one place. And the mountain was moving. If you look up, you seem to be that if you get to the next 5 feet or so, you get to the peak of the mountain and you won't know where to go. But before you get there, your own channel will turn just to the left and it will continue to take you up. This seemed to be for hours. I remember in the middle of this ride, a little boy from another channel handed me a piece of paper containing what seemed like cement. It was on a cement bag, asked me to clean it for him. So I stopped to clean it. My own channel stopped. The little boy's channel stopped too. And I wiped that thing off and gave it to him, and our channel continued to move up. It continued on and on, and until we got to the peak, and people started climbing out. You just climb out and you have that kind of euphoria. And as soon as we got to peak and came out, I opened my eyes, I discovered it was all a vision. And I looked at the clock, it was 3 a.m. in the morning. So as I reflected upon this, I said, Lord, what does this mean? So well, the miracle you saw, people walking on the water, is the beginning of Christian life. Every person must begin at that verse, and of course, from scriptures, we know that every one of us must be born of the Spirit of God. And the Word of God is water, you know. And it's only by that miracle of walking on the water, which every person must experience, that begins a Christian journey. But that's not the end of it. The Christian walk and the Christian life, which on our own is impossible, you know, and it's individually paced. This is what I understand that channel. People line up one behind the other on various channels, and then the mountain moves by a power. We cannot climb that mountain in our own strength. It has to be powered by a power beyond us. And what they said is, it's a technological power, I understand, is by the Spirit of the Living God. So the Spirit of the Living God that lifts us up. And when we seem to get to a peak where we don't know what to do, God has already planned a way, you know, for us to continue that journey. And that journey from the beginning to the end is by the power of the Holy Spirit. So it seems to me that God is saying to us, a master's vessel, if you begin in the Spirit, you must end in the Spirit. Maybe we started well, and on the way we started struggling on our own strength. God is asking us that having begun well, we should come back to finish that work in the same power of the Holy Spirit who began that journey.
Thank you so much for listening.